Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have America's Crazy Museum, Stephanie Smith, talking about their great success with Legacy Campaign and more. So check it out. Good to have you on the show. I've been wanting to talk to you guys for so long, and now you guys have a lot of stuff going on. Actually, I mean, you guys were just kind of won a Wegner Award from the foundation. Congratulations on that. Is it for your CU for reality program that you're doing? Yeah. Hey, do you want to give us a quick 411 on that before we get into your legacy campaign?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been running the financial literacy program CU for Reality for a number of years. Mm-hmm. It was developed right here in New Hampshire with one of our local schools and local credit unions. And we have won a Wegner Award for the work that those fine people have done with the program. I think last year we reached about 20,000 students.
Wow, very good, very good. And you guys are up to like 70,000 students now, right?
Yeah, I think it's actually a little bit over 80,000.
Oh my gosh, 80, I'm sorry about that.
We're in a ton of different credit unions, so it's very exciting.
Well done. Well, congratulations on that win. And the program sounds fantastic and just getting the word out there for kids and keeping this industry going, because there's this thing called a member succession plan. I think that's kind of an unspoken. Get that younger generation into the credit union movement so we can keep this keep the good times rolling, as they say.
It's a great program and it's much needed.
So. Well done on your hard work there. Well, and then your next thing here is your legacy campaign. Can you give us a quick summary on what this is all about? Exciting news here too.
Absolutely. The Legacy Campaign is a $3.35 million three-year campaign. Mm-hmm. We're raising funds for four different initiatives. One is to create a research center here adjacent to the museum.
Okay.
Expand the museum. We've been here for 12 years now. It's time to renovate and update some things.
Sure.
As well as to retire the debt on the original museum building, which we've done thanks to Service Credit Union.
Okay.
And fund operations for the 3 years that we're raising that money.
Excellent, excellent. And so your goal obviously is to reach 3 million by 2017 or even over that. Where are you guys right now?
We are at about 2.2 million.
Very nice. You're going to get that next week then.
Well, I don't know about that, but we had some great early success. CUNA came on as our lead donor, which has been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. They have the naming opportunity for the CUNA Research Center.
Sure.
So it will be America's Credit Union Museum and the CUNA Research Center.
Very nice, very nice.
So they've been influential in getting the word out for us of what, and we've had success already.
Oh, that's so exciting.
It's very exciting.
I'm so glad to hear. I mean, what does it mean for the museum? You've almost reached your goal, and we haven't even hit 2016 yet, and your goal is for 2017. I think you'll make it well in time.
We hope so. What it really means for us is we will truly be the national museum. We will not only have the CUNA Research Center, but we'll take over those national archives that live in Madison, Wisconsin right now that aren't maybe as accessible as we'd all like them to be.
Right, right.
So we want to be a strategic destination for credit unions across the country.
Right. So you're going to kind of be like the national archives, like the D.C. Museum where the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, all that stuff is there. You're going to be that for credit unions. Excellent. Very cool. So, I mean, before we go, tell me a little bit about the museum. Oh, can you hang on just one second? They're vacuuming right outside my
Absolutely.
Door, and I have to talk. Hang on a second. I'll cut this out. Ah, the pros and cons of working from home. Vacuuming outside my door. Anyway, so let's start with that question once again. Before we go, can you tell me a little bit about the museum itself? It sounds like a really cool place.
Sure. The America's Credit Union Museum is in Manchester, New Hampshire. We've been here as a museum since 2002, but the building is the original home of St. Mary's Bank. It's
oh, really?
Where
it all started.
Where the credit union movement started. Yeah. Absolutely. It's much like if you go to the birthplace of basketball in Springfield, Massachusetts, we're the credit union birthplace right here in Manchester.
Oh, very nice. So, and like you said, it always needs a little bit of renovating and updating and times like that, like any house. So some of the funds will go to that, I assume?
Absolutely. So we're living in, a 100-year-old home.
Wow.
So it's not without the renovations that we need to move forward. And like I said, one of our goals of our campaign is to become a strategic planning destination for other credit unions. Mm-hmm. So to that end, there needs to be a reason to come to Manchester, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And the museum's going going to be it.
And have people come up there and check it out and see all these cool documents and see the history, how it all started. And because not a lot of people, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people who've been in the industry for a long time know the history and know how it started. But there's a lot of new people coming into the industry. I mean, membership is through the roof and everything. So it's a great place, not even, I mean, even just to visit the website. My gosh.
Right. Well, and that's what's so important. I mean, if you have done any research on, you know, the current trends in credit union management, there's an incredible exodus of credit union executives retiring. So it's almost like we're at the point of there's a new generation coming forward. So it's really our mission to educate those people about the history and the heritage and the legacy of the credit union movement.
Yep. Our history makes us who we are today. What's that?
Yeah, and we'll do that in the physical space. We'll do it here in the physical space of the museum, but we'll also have a virtual research library as well.
Very cool. And since you're going to be honored at the Herb Wegner dinner next year in 2016, you'll be at the GAC, so you get some extra exposure there and stuff. So that'd be really good as well.
Yeah, we'll have a booth at the GAC.
Oh, cool.
So we hope everybody will stop and see us.
I will be there too, so I'll stop by your booth and say howdy. Maybe we'll do a quick little interview too. That'd be fun.
It's
date. All right. It's on the calendar. All right. To wrap up here, Stephanie, I mean, where can folks get involved to donate, or how can they get involved to donate to keep this fine movement going?
Well, right now, our plan is that we're reaching out through every league in the country to make every credit union aware of us. Ultimately, when we have our virtual research library out there, every single credit union in the country will be welcome to come to the research library, to log on to our website and put their story out there so that it's searchable, so that it's available for everybody. But certainly, you can either call me here at the museum, visit us at www.acummuseum.org, or see me at GAC.
Right on. Excellent. Great message to end on, Stephanie. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us. I appreciate it. And well done on all your success, and keep up the good work.